From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The president yesterday, surrounded by steelworkers, made his tariffs on aluminum and steel official. This was over the objections of his own party and many U.S. allies. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this look at how these tariffs could affect jobs here in the U.S.
About 140,000 workers produce steel and aluminum, and tariffs could increase that number. But industries that use steel and aluminum employ more than 6 million workers, and higher metal prices could lead to layoffs. The impact on the job numbers could take months to emerge, says Jed Kalko at Indeed.com.
Some states, like West Virginia and Pennsylvania, tend to be particularly concentrated in the production of steel and aluminum and are more likely to benefit.
Michigan and Iowa have a lot of industries that use metal and could lose out. Claude Barfield at the American Enterprise Institute says when President Bush imposed steel tariffs in 2002,
it was clear within months that the retaliation and the job losses from the steel-using industries was outweighing the gains from the steel industry.
This time around, manufacturers could reduce their profits to cover higher metal prices or cut production and jobs instead. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.